This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale LeCartner. We're going to be talking about the Victim Service Advocates and the fundraiser that's going to be coming up. Happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that, Kay Ross, who is with the Victim Service Advocates. Kay, welcome into the program.
Thanks for having me, Dale.
As well as with the Lenawee Community Mental Health Association, Catherine Suchak. Catherine, so good to have you.
Well, Dale, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you as well. First off, before we get into the actual fundraiser itself, for those who may still be a little unknown about what Victim Service Advocates are, Kay and Catherine, just kind of tell us a little bit about what the organization is all about.
Well, we're all volunteers through the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office. And what we do is when there is something happens to a family, like a crash where somebody dies or family needs assistance, the police will call us and we will go be with the family so that we can free up the police to do their work. We're the go-between between the family and the police.
Typically, we're called out on an unexpected death. That's the majority of the calls. There are other calls that come in through dispatch to send out victim service, but most of the time it is an unexpected death, which is just the darkest time for a family.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And it really helps to have people there who they can talk to while the police do their investigation and their work.
Plus that, as you mentioned, it's such a time to where you're not thinking straight. You're overcome with, you know, the death and the circumstances surrounding that. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's good to have somebody there to be able to go and say, ask the questions that that they're going to need to have some answers for, right?
Correct. And to bring resources. So, you know, everybody carries a jump bag and they have things in there that they can offer to help out the family while they're going through this unplanned time.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. And this is all volunteers, right?
All volunteers, yeah.
So how many do you have with the group, Kay?
We have about 20 now.
Really? Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. And it's good to have that amount of people to be able to go in and be on call like that.
Yeah, we have shifts that we ask people to sign up for. And the shifts that aren't covered, we generally, dispatch will put out a call to everybody, and then whoever's available will go on that call.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice cross-section of community members. There's no prerequisite to being a volunteer with this team except somebody who has compassion for other people and the ability to engage people in difficult times.
Yeah.
So really, it's, you know, we're always looking for people who are empathetic, friendly, and, you know, non-judgmental type people where they're just there to provide some support when the family allows you to be a part of that time in their life.
So if someone might be interested in being a part of the group, Kay, what's the best way for them to make a contact?
I would say, that's a good question now.
Call the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And they can leave a message for Keith Gormley, who is a corporal with the sheriff's office. Or they could call Kay.
And they can also leave a message for Carl Poland at the sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, or they can call me.
Yeah.
So I can give you my phone number.
Sure, go ahead.
517-403-7767.
Okay,
517-403-7767.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, but we're always looking for new volunteers.
But this is a great way to be, you know, certainly to give back, you know, to be able to help people out, you know, neighbors, you know, some people right here in Lenawee County.
Right. And we've gotten so much positive feedback from folks who have used this service. We've gotten notes in the mail. We've gotten phone calls back. Nobody ever expects to have to deal with something like this. And it's so nice to have an advocate there who will take their cue from the family, we'll talk or we won't, we'll sit or we won't. You know, really it depends on the comfort level of the family, and they make it very clear what part of this they want us to be.
Sure. Now, in order to keep this group going, I'm sure that always means a little bit of a monetary type thing, right? Okay.
Yeah. We do not get any money from any, you know, from the sheriff's office, or we used to get a grant from the state, but we don't anymore. So we're completely funded by what we fundraise.
Yeah.
So we are having a casino trip coming up October 4th. And we've done this twice before, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
I like the way you laugh about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All the way there on the bus ride, we do raffles. We do we sell tickets for door prizes. They even have Jello shots that they sell. So it's a really good time. And then when you're there, the casino gives you $20 in tokens.
Oh, cool.
And $5 in food. So the ticket is $50, but you're already getting $25 back when you look at it that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite affordable, enjoyable day.
Mm-hmm.
You're there about 4 hours in gambling.
And,
so.
And the last couple times, the buses sold out very quickly. We went to two buses because it was so popular the first time, and they sell out very fast. So once this hits the airwaves,
yes,
you guys better call quickly.
Yeah.
So we're talking about October 4th.
Right.
Okay, so what casino are you going to be going to?
Firekeepers.
The Firekeepers?
Yes.
That's in Kalamazoo?
Battle Creek.
Battle Creek, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so that would be a Saturday, is
Saturday.
It?
Saturday.
Saturday,
yes.
Okay.
And they can get tickets by calling me and the number that I just gave you, or they can call Carl Polin, and his number is 517-403-1454. Or they can also, you can charge it also by calling Desiree, and her number is 734-489-3280.
Okay.
She's actually the best one to call, because Carl and I would have to forward the information on to her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So it's best to call Desiree.
Okay. And the tickets you said are?
$50.
$50 yeah. A piece, right?
A piece.
Okay. All right, Desiree's number is 734-489-3280.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it does sound like a lot of fun.
It is.
And so you'd be, what, starting away from here in Adrian in the morning?
We leave 10 a.m. from the sheriff's department. And so we're there from roughly 11:30 to 3:30. We leave there at 3:30.
Okay.
To come back home.
It's going to be a nice day out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a lot of fun, and, you know, who knows what you might be able to win.
Oh, and we have some really big prizes, too, that they can win, along with smaller items, too.
Yeah.
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 Like one of the things I know that's donated is a beef bundle.
It's
grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and I know because it's my nephew and niece that raise it, so I know it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can win that bundle.
Cool.
And there's a number of baskets that are put together mm-hmm. that actually the volunteers go out and put together. And they just have a blast seeing people bidding on them and trying to get the different baskets. And, I mean, it's loud and rambunctious, and it's a party from the minute you board that bus till you get back here in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. There are some very energetic volunteers on this team.
That's
very
great.
Very energetic.
That's great. But, you know, it's all going towards the Victims Advocates, which is providing a great service mm-hmm. Here in Lenawee County. And like you said, Kay, it's, you know, and Catherine, it's like it's a go-between mm-hmm. the people who are affected by the situation and the the police.
Right.
And, you know, so that if the police need anything, that, you know, you're the go-between
between
and the people involved, which is kind of a nice thing because, you know, that situation, you know, is so, you know, unnerving to begin with, that it's good to have somebody that is able to go in and help with the process.
Well, and usually when we're involved, we're there at the scene. Mm-hmm. And that's the time when people are still struggling with what just happened.
Yeah. Right.
And shock, yeah, or disbelief. And you know, in this day of social media, people find out pretty quickly and they start showing up. And you just need somebody who's going to essentially protect the family at that point so that they're not being bombarded by other people, curious, yeah, people, that sort of thing.
Plus, they already are overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the situation. So mm-hmm. it's kind of nice to have that buffer.
Yes.
They don't know what to ask. They don't know what to expect. They just know that this is an awful thing that's happened. So then when you do, somebody says, oh, it's already out on Facebook. You know, it's such a shock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is disturbing, and we can help them process that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So. And that's why the advocates is so needed, to be able to keep going and to keep, yeah, the group, to be able to do the great job that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the money is spent on the advocates. So we have a uniform shirt that we wear. We have a sheriff's coat. You know, some of the supplies that we have to purchase to make sure that we have things to share with the families when they need them, printing, mm-hmm, resource cards, that sort of, right, thing. It's nothing really extravagant. It's really just to keep the team going and make sure that it's a very professional team that's joining families, right, at a time,
yeah,
when they really need that kind of support.
And when we have money available, if money is needed for, say, like you have a fire, mm-hmm, and a family needs to have a place to stay, but Red Cross isn't able to help them right then.
Yeah.
You know, we had a case where it was a late night. Family had a baby. We bought diapers for the baby.
Oh.
You know, things like that we use that money for. If,
yeah,
we have the money, we'll use it for those kinds of things, too. That's why we fundraise.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And it's a fun team to join. So for how odd that may sound, it becomes a very tight group, and people really look out for one another, and we do have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
We make a point in our monthly meetings to do something enjoyable.
Well, and that's another thing I'm glad that you mentioned, too, that you do have monthly, mm-hmm, meetings then. Oh,
yeah. And regular trainings. And, yeah, it's a 20-hour training just to become an advocate. And then there's ongoing trainings throughout the year.
Yeah.
I'm glad we mentioned that, because of the fact that people are thinking about, you know, joining, saying that, yeah, there is training involved, because there are certain things you do need to know,
mm-hmm,
what, oh, to, yeah, do in those situations, right?
Right. And it's a commitment, too.
Yeah,
yeah, it's... if you've never dealt with a situation, who knows what a medical examiner on the scene is doing or any of those. It really prepares you for what you might encounter.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and we have expectations also. Like we want you to sign up for at least 5 shifts a month when you join our team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, when you first join, you don't go out alone. You go out with somebody.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we try to pair up, always pair up. But when you have, say you have 16 people that can go out on a call a month, you know, that kind of stretches it pretty thin. So sometimes you're going out alone. We try not to do that.
But it might be that situation, yeah.
Yeah.
But not until you've been out on several,
right,
calls. You'd never,
right,
go for the first time alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just,
yeah,
wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
All right.
We try to make sure that you're very prepared when you
That's
go
always
out.
Good. That's, mm-hmm, always good. Yeah. 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 So be thinking about that if you think that you'd like to be a volunteer, mm-hmm, with the advocate, the victim services advocates. And don't forget about the fundraiser that's going to be what day again?
October 4th.
October 4th. I know it sounds like, oh, gosh, that's so far away. But like, oh, you said, you know.
Before you know it.
Before you know it, it's going to be here. Yeah. But, you know, it fills up really quickly.
Oh, yes. The buses do.
Yes,
yeah, they really do.
So you want to make sure that you get your spot on that bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, again, the tickets are?
$50.
Per person?
Per person, yes.
Okay. And they should call Desiree?
Desiree.
Yeah. And her phone number, once again, is 734-489-3280. Okay.
Yeah. And they can call Carl or I if they have questions.
Sure.
But if they're wanting to charge tickets, we're going to send them to Desiree anyway.
Right, right. Okay. So if you are looking to be maybe a volunteer with this, you can call Carl, and his phone number is 517-403-1454.
Yeah.
And Kay, your phone number once again is?
517-403-7767.
7767. All right.
And honestly, I'll throw CMH's customer service out there. You can always call there. Stephanie loves getting the calls. I used to do this to Kay all the time, but now Stephanie has to take all those calls.
Yes, yeah.
But absolutely will help redirect people where they need to go if they have questions.
So just call the
Lenaway CMH number 263-8905.
Okay, excellent. Thanks so much for being on the program. And you know, the thing is, I'm so glad that, you know, you're having the fundraiser, because this gives us an opportunity to remind people that we do have such a service here in Lenawee County.
Yes. Not every county has a victim service unit, and this one's been around for, we figured, 17 years.
And that's awesome.
So going strong.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I say Lenawee County has such great, great services.
Sure does.
We are so blessed to be having such great services here in Lenawee County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's always something out there, somebody out there, some group, some organization that is able to be able to help you. You just have to reach out.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right. Kay Ross, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And Catherine Suchek as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale. We really appreciate you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.